This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One trickle down, if you'll pardon the mixing of the economic metaphors, of those low, low bond yields that Spree was talking about. Really cheap mortgages. The average rate on a 30-year fixed, says Freddie Mac, is now just 3.45%. That is a 3-year low that could easily go even lower. And you would think that would be great for the real estate market, but all the uncertainty that is driving those rates lower, as Sabri was talking about, oh, it's on the minds of home buyers and business owners as well. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
Just this morning, real estate agent Joanne McCoy in Lincoln, Nebraska, got a text message from a client who had been looking to lease some space for a nail salon.
He's going to put that on hold for a while because of the coronavirus.
He didn't say exactly why, but McCoy says there's a lot of unease about COVID-19. Anyone who lost money in the stock market this week may have second thoughts about real estate.
They may be determining if this is the time to sit on the sidelines a little bit to see what happens with those investments.
Nitya Naranjan is a broker with Century 21 in Seattle, where he expects the market to slow as Chinese buyers pull back, but also Americans.
People, you know, don't make decisions when something like that happens. Should I buy a house? No. Maybe I should wait 6 months. Should I sell it? Maybe I should. So, you know, it's uncertainty creates problem in the economy.
It also creates opportunity, a chance for people who already have mortgages to get a better deal. According to data firm Black Knight, some 11 million homeowners could save money by refinancing. Broker Greg Goodrich outside Boise, Idaho, has seen business pick up, but not from home buyers.
The originations aren't really up. They're staying consistent, but they're not on fire like the refinances are.
Because one thing that hasn't changed, there aren't enough homes for sale at a price people can afford. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.